This busy intersection at the corner of E Street is included in the West Cervantes Pedestrian Safety Improvement Project. This is a $7.5 million state and local effort to install a series of safety enhancements along a 2.3-mile segment of the four-lane roadway from A Street westward to Dominguez Street. Already, there are new crosswalk signs, radar speed control signs alerting motorists to slow down, and enhanced LED lighting has been installed along the corridor. This location also has one of several push-button signal-controlled crosswalks either existing or planned for the roadway. And here, we're very close to the Fricker Community Center, where DOT on Tuesday hosted a public workshop on the proposed safety plan.
The plan is good and everything, but putting the barriers in and they have to go all the way around the corner just to get there, no.
This is Constance Knight, who took the short walk from her home at nearby Attucks Court to view plans for the roadway.
Welcome to the Florida Department of Transportation's West Cervantes Pedestrian Safety Plan Community Workshop.
We spoke as an introductory video was playing in the background. Specifically, Knight is opposed to a fence-like barrier along a new center median. This would restrict left turns for vehicles and force pedestrians to use crosswalks.
They need to sit unobserved from a perspective of the tenants going across the street from F to the other side to the Citgo station and back and forth. But you want to close it off. Nobody's going to walk that far to the red light. You got older people that cross that street, too, that comes down from the neighborhood to that store, vice versa. So we're going to see how it's going to play out.
This is Knight's position, despite the fact that there were 32 crashes involving pedestrians or bicyclists on West Cervantes over a 4.5-year period from January of 2014 to June of 2018.
Have you known any individuals who were hit by a car?
Yeah, one lady got hit by a car. I knew her very well. And then I know the young lady that got hit up on M in Cervantes.
With the baby?
Yes. I had just seen her. So Cervantes Street always been a bad street.
It was in that wreck last June that 28-year-old Nefeteria Williams and 8-month-old Nuriah Williams died after being struck by a car going over 90 miles an hour. Inside the Fricker Center Gymnasium, dozens of people stop by to look at the plans and meet informally with project engineers. Among them, Brownsville area business owner Cliff Fields. Like Knight, he's opposed to the planned median barrier.
The way they have the fence going down where you can't turn on the streets, from a business standpoint, it's going to be really detrimental.
Fields is owner and operator of Cliff Fields Motors on Mobile Highway at the western end of the corridor. He's worried about the unintended impact of the proposed traffic diversion on the Brownsville community, which is undergoing a bit of a revival amid long-time struggles with prostitution and drug crime.
If the businesses don't make it, then we'll be handing the neighborhood over to the wrong folks, and it won't make an economic comeback. The Brownsville redevelopment people have worked hard to attract new businesses to Brownsville. Fencing off where people can't turn into your business, there'll be nobody spending new investment money when 50% of their customers can't get to them without going up 3 blocks, turning around a block, and coming back.
Images of the barriers and other proposed features, such as mid-block crosswalks, reduction in lane width from 12 feet to 10 feet, and various landscape options, were among numerous large poster boards displayed throughout the gym. Also, there were large laminated maps of the project area laying across some tables. This is where individuals could weigh in with stickers of the things they liked.
You and I are right here. There's 6 frowny faces there, 1 frowny face here, 1 frowny face there, 2 frowny faces there.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson points to the map around the intersection at F and Cervantes. This is one of the areas where the grid would be blocked.
We're going to try to press for as much opening as we can. We get it, though. At some point, we're not going to be able to have every cross street because there is going to be a need to protect safety. And again, we're trying to strike that balance.
According to DOT spokesman Ian Satter, even without those pedestrian barriers, the current plan includes the addition of raised medians, which still would restrict left turns. The benefit, though, is a reduced number of conflict points, which should reduce the amount of crashes on the roadway, which is the point of the improvement project. However, Satter reiterated the project is still in the design phase and subject to change based on public feedback.
Not everything we design is perfect. We know that. So we want to make sure that folks can come in with their concerns and comments. And from our last meeting, we took some of those and implemented them into what you're seeing today.
There's still time to weigh in. The deadline for written comment is Tuesday, August 27th, and there will be a formal public hearing this fall. Construction on the $7.5 million project is expected to begin in the fall of 2020. Find more information under Future Projects at nwflroads.com. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.